Good afternoon, The Exotics Vet. This is Emily.
Oh, hi, Emily. My name's Marianne. I was just wondering if I could get a little bit of advice and also find out if you sell this product. Mm. We have a little chicken, like a hen. She's a bantam Old English game. And so she's super tiny. She's also quite elderly. And I wanted to worm her. And I'm just wanted to just get a bit of advice what would be recommended for, or whether there's any difference when the bird is older as to what worming product would be recommended.
And what have you been using in the past?
I actually haven't wormed her in the past. She has seemed completely fine. She's, look, honestly, I think she's probably fine now, but she's lost a little bit of weight, and I just thought it'd probably be best to worm her than not. But I haven't. Yeah. I don't think we've wormed her ever, to be honest.
Okay. And is there anything, any indication as to what makes you think it could be worms?
No, I just, I honestly think she's just, I think she's probably having some, look, she's just really old. And I think she's just lost a little bit of weight. And so I wanted to just, yeah, sort of preventative. I mean, if that's not recommended, then
well, it's just that if you've never done it before and she's losing weight now, but she's not actually passing any worms or anything, like, it can't really hurt. But it just be more of a concern as to whether that is actually what's causing her to lose weight,
yeah,
or she's got something else going on. And if I give you the
example,
I don't want it to react with anything else.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
A bit tricky.
Yeah, I guess so. So you're saying that if there was something else going on, you wouldn't worm her? Like that might...
I wouldn't be able to give you the worming tablets that we've got. You could just buy some worming tablets from a produce store.
I understand. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to, fair enough. I hadn't thought about the worming tablets. I mean, she seems healthy and happy. Like, I don't want to bring her in and subject her to tests and stuff. It just occurred to me that I had never wormed her, and I thought, I'm probably supposed to be worming her.
every 3 months is usually the recommendation, because even though, like, your food items, because she wouldn't be getting them from there, if she's scratching around the ground, that's usually where they get them from, is actually environmental.
Yeah, that's right. She's she does a lot less scratching around in the ground
now.
She used
yeah.
to, because she's poor little old hen. She's on, like, the back patio, but she mostly is up on her, she's got like a shed, so she goes up in the shed in the straw most of the time. She's got a little ramp down, and she used to spend her time always like underneath, and then we would put her out on the lawn, and then put her back in. Yeah. But, she's just sort of, like one of those little old people who sit in their recliner, I think, at this point.
Yeah, enjoying the geriatric years.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so you wouldn't have like a recommended, you don't have a different worming treatment for elderly chickens versus younger ones. There's no like...
And they all go off body weight. So it's
But the same product. Okay.
Depending where you buy it from, the active ingredient will vary. It's mostly just to their body weight.
Yeah, but there isn't any, like,
annoying. Without us actually looking her over
it's hard
to determine if there's anything else going on, it is really hard to sort of...
Yeah, I mean, if she gets worse, then I would do that. But point, it was more just a preventative thing. And I just thought, oh, geez, my husband was just going to pick up a worming thing from, from Pet Barn or whatever. And I thought, oh, just because she's so old, I will just call and make sure there isn't some, like, oh, well, when they're elderly, you don't use this active ingredient or something, some blanket thing like that. But it doesn't sound like there is.
No, not that I'm aware of, but I can pop you on hold and just double check with my vet.
Oh, would you mind? That would be very appreciated. If there's no sort of blanket thing, then we'll just, get whatever.
No worries. Yeah, I'll just pop you on hold for one moment.
Thank you so much.
All good.
Thank you for calling The Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant.
Hey, thanks so much for holding. As I said, it doesn't affect the doesn't really matter either way.
Doesn't matter which brand or anything like that. Okay. Yeah. Fantastic. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And if she gets any worse or anything, then I will bring her in. But it seems a bit crazy to, say, oh, look, she's just lost a little bit of weight. I'll panic, so.
No, that's all good.
She's not skinny by any stretch, so. We'll see if this fixes her up or if she puts it back on, and if not, we'll bring her in. All right.
Good.
Thank you.
Have a good afternoon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.